由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us today.
亲爱的听众朋友，好高兴你收听我们今天的节目。
We're going to begin a new series of messages entitled Freedom from Fear.
今天我们要开始一个新的系列信息，这个系列信息的名字是叫做脱离恐惧的自由。
And I want to begin by telling you about a book.
在开始的时候，我想先跟你讲讲有关于一本书的。
And this book was recently published in China.
这本书呢，最近是在中国那里出版的。
It is written by a Chinese who was a former student in the United States.
作者呢，是一个曾经是留学美国的中国人。
He was the son of the foreign minister of China.
这个的中国人呢，他是一名中国外交官的仔。
Studying in America.
他呢，是在美国那里深造的。
Some people have said that this book is very, very significant.
有人说这本书呢，是非常非常之有价值的。
And this book chronicles Mr. Ning's life in America.
他记录了宁先生在美国的生活。
As well as the life of other Chinese students.
亦都呢，是介绍了其他中国留学生的一些生活。
The one point that he makes in this book is this.
在这本书里面呢，他提出了一个的观点是这样的。
The biggest adjustment that most Chinese students have to make when they come to America is how to handle freedom.
大多数中国的留学生来到美国之后呢，他们最需要适应的是怎样去面对自由。
One of the most difficult emotions of those who lived most of their lives in fear and oppression,
对于那些生活在恐惧和压迫底下的人来说，最困难的就是
is how to overcome fear and enjoy the newfound freedom.
最困难的就是怎样去克服恐惧，并且呢，是享受新得到的自由。
You heard people often talk about freedom in the West.
你一定呢，是时时都听到的人是谈论关于西方人的自由了。
But I want to tell you that most Westerners take their freedom for granted.
但我要告诉你，大部分的西方人呢，都认为自由呢，是天经地义的，是理所当然呢，可以得到的。
But those who escaped fear and oppression take long time to adjust to freedom from fear.
但是那些从恐惧和压迫里面挣脱出来的人呢，他们需要很长很长的一段时间来去调整自己，去脱离那种的恐惧。
In the same way, it happens in the Christian life.
同样道理，基督徒的生活呢，亦都是这样的。
It works the same way for those who have submitted their life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
对于那些已经将自己的生命交托给主耶稣基督的人来讲呢，亦都是同样这样的情况。
In the West, they talk about freedom of religion.
在西方呢，啲人呢，是有讨论关于是宗教的自由。
Freedom of speech.
有讨论关于言论的自由。
But despite of all these freedoms, there is a type of freedom that democracy does not and cannot grant.
但是除了这些他们讲的自由之外，还有一种的自由是民主政治所没的，也都是没办法去给予的。
There is a type of freedom that all of the money in the world cannot buy.
这种的自由呢，就算是用全世界所有的钱都是买不到的。
There is a type of freedom that all of the power and prestige and fame can never secure.
这种的自由是靠所有的权能、威望和声望都是没办法去保持的。
There is a type of freedom that so many people in the West do not know how to appropriate.
呢种嘅自由，连好多嘅西方人都系唔知道应该点样去得到嘅。
They do not know how to exercise or to enjoy or experience this type of freedom.
佢哋唔知道点样去行使、点样去享受或者点样去经历呢一种嘅自由。
Do you know what kind of freedom I'm talking about?
你知唔知我所讲嘅呢种自由系乜嘢嘅自由呢？
It is a freedom from fear.
就是脱离恐惧的自由了。
People in the West may be free.
或者我们可以说，西方人虽然是有自由的，
But fear imprisons countless numbers of people.
但是实际上恐惧却是捆绑了无数的人。
People in the West may be free.
西方人或者是自由的。
But millions are bound and enslaved to master fear.
但是数百万的人却是被恐惧霸王束缚奴役住。
Many in the Western world may be free.
好多西方人或者是自由的。
But so many of them voluntarily submit to the slavery of fear.
但是他们当中有很多人却是自愿屈服在恐惧底下成为他的奴隶。
Countless people are breathing the dust of anxiety.
无数的人他们的呼吸是充满着焦虑的。
And worry.
亦都是充满了担忧的。
On a daily basis.
是日日都是这样的。
That is why I will take time in the next few messages to deal with freedom from fear.
所以呢，我要用几集的时间呢，来去讲一讲脱离恐惧这个的题目。
Regardless where you live in the world, you can be free from fear.
无论我们是住在世界哪一个角落，我们都是可以远离恐惧的。
A person who claims the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Savior of his soul and the Lord of his life ought to live a fear-free life.
一个人如果承认耶稣基督是他灵魂的拯救者和生命之主，那他就可以过一个无所畏惧的生活了。
I want to explain this.
我呢来解释一下这一点。
Fear, worry, anxiety are closely connected to each other.
恐惧、担心、忧虑这几样东西彼此之间呢是有紧密的联系的。
In their proper context, they are all a gift from God to us.
从正确的意义上来讲，这一些都是神赐给我们的礼物。
Someone will say, wait a minute, wait a minute. Fear is a gift from God.
有些人会说，等一等啊，等一等啊，恐惧亦都是神赐给我们的礼物吗？
I say yes.
我会说，是啊。
In the same way that sexuality is a gift in its proper context, which is marriage.
同样从正确的意义上来讲，性欲在婚姻里面亦都是神赐给我们的礼物。
The fact that the gift can be abused or perverted does not make it less of a gift.
虽然恩赐有时咧系会被扭曲、被滥用，呢个系事实，但系却系唔影响佢被称为礼物嘅。
God's gift of fear is given to us supremely so that we may fear Him and Him alone.
神赐俾我哋有恐惧呢一种好高超嘅情怀，让我哋能够单单敬畏神。
The Bible says in Proverbs 9:10,
在圣经的箴言九章十节那里说，
The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Biblical fear is not being terrified.
圣经所讲的恐惧并不等同于受惊吓。
But it is being careful to give God the honor that is due to his name.
而是好慎重咁样将神嘅名当得嘅荣耀归返俾佢。
to make every effort to revere God.
是尽我们所能去崇敬神。
To respect God.
去尊重神。
To worship God and obey Him.
去敬拜神并且信服祂。
The Bible says in Ephesians 6:1,
在圣经的以弗所书六章一节那里说,
that children are to fear their parents.
说孩子呢,是要敬畏自己的父母的。
It doesn't mean that they live in terror of their parents.
这个并不是说他们要呢,恐惧战惊地跟父母生活在一起。
But it means that they are to respect and honor and obey their parents.
而是说他们应该敬重、尊荣并且服从他们的父母。
This is fear in its proper context as a gift from God.
这个呢,就是从正面的意义上来看,恐惧是神赐给我们的礼物。
Fear is a natural gift from God to us to prevent us from doing stupid things.
恐惧是神赐的能力,使我们不至于做出愚蠢的事。
Let me explain.
请听我解释啊。
Fear says,
恐惧说,
Don't step in front of the traffic.
不要走到去那些来往的车前面。
Fear says,
恐惧又说,
Don't try to climb a sheer rock face.
不要爬上那些尖锐的石头上面。
Because there is a link between fear and excitement.
因为恐惧和兴奋是互相关联的。
Excitement makes some people do some dumb and silly things like bungee jumping.
兴奋呢,是会令人做出一些愚蠢无聊的事,就好像呢,是去跳bungee jump,笨猪跳一样。
Or watching horror movies.
又或者呢,是去看一部的恐怖电影。
Healthy fear says,
健康而正面的恐惧呢,就说,
Do not do it.
不要这样做啊。
Unhealthy fear.
而不健康的畏惧呢就说,
says die hard.
你就走去壮烈牺牲吧啦。
The truth is this.
而事实上,
worry and anxiety are closely related to fear.
担心和忧郁都是呢和恐惧是有关的。
You cannot experience worry and anxiety without first experiencing unhealthy fear.
如果不是先有不健康的恐惧，你就不会担忧和焦虑了。
In fact, worry and anxiety can be understood as fear spread thinly.
事实上，担忧和焦虑呢，是恐惧的伸延来的。
Let me explain it this way.
让我呢是继续解释啊。
Worry is a small trickle of fear.
担忧是由恐惧呢一点一滴咁样累积而成的。
That meander through the mind.
佢呢是在你的脑里面蔓延开去的。
Until it cuts a channel into which all other thoughts are drained.
直至到它形成了一个的通道，将其他的思想都驱逐出去。
Or think of it this way.
又或者呢，是好像我们现在这样想一想。
Worry and anxiety in life are like the river that begins with droplets of fear.
人生的担忧和焦虑呢，就好像由恐惧的水滴汇聚成为河流一样。
Control fear in your life and you will overcome worry.
如果你能够控制生活里面的恐惧，那你就能够克服忧虑了。
Defeat fear in your life and you will be able to live an anxiety-free life.
战胜你生命里面的恐惧，你就可以过一个无忧虑的生活了。
I want to tell you something else.
我要咧同你再分享其他嘅嘢。
Fear usually has a focus.
恐惧通常咧都有一个嘅焦点嘅。
Even if the fearful person cannot say what it is.
即使是恐惧的人呢，自己都讲不清楚究竟他怕什么。
You say, how come?
你可能会问，怎会这样呢？
Scientists have concluded,
科学家呢已经是证明了，总结了。
That it is not what you eat that gives you ulcers.
你有胃溃疡呢，并不是你所吃的东西令到你有胃溃疡。
But it is what is eating you that gives you ulcers.
而是那些侵蚀你的事情呢，是令到你有胃溃疡的。
Whatever form of fear that is eating you,
无论是哪种形式的恐惧正在这里侵蚀吞噬着你。
The Bible says that it is not from God.
圣经说他们都不是来自神的。
In fact, the Bible names it the spirit of fear.
实际上圣经呢是称这些的恐惧呢是为胆怯的心。
It is a demon spirit from Satan's pit of hell.
这个呢是魔鬼撒旦的灵，是来自撒旦的地狱的。
In 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul names it.
在提摩太后书一章七节那里，保罗呢是这样称呼他的。
The Bible says that you and I can live a fear-free life.
圣经说你和我都可以过一个没有恐惧的生活。
Whether your fear is fear of failure,
无论你的恐惧是来自害怕失败，
or fear of success,
又或者呢是害怕成功，
or fear of rejection,
又或者是很怕被人拒绝，
or fear of people,
又或者呢很怕其他的人，
or fear of old age,
或者很怕呢是慢慢的年老，
or fear of loss of health,
或者是怕会失去了健康，
or fear of loss of wealth,
或者是恐惧会失去你的财富，
or fear of losing a loved one,
又或者是恐惧会失去一个你心爱的人，
or fear of the future,
又可能是对将来有恐惧，
or even fear of death itself,
甚至是对死亡这件事是有恐惧。
Whatever form of fear that is haunting you,
无论是哪一种的恐惧在这里缠绕着你，
is orchestrated and manipulated by one of Satan's lieutenants known as the spirit of fear.
这些的恐惧呢都是撒旦的手下，也就是呢胆怯的心在这里作祟，在这里操控。
And that is why the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, who was a fearful and timid young man,
所以使徒保罗就对充满惧怕和胆怯的提摩太呢这样讲，
The spirit of fear is not from God.
他说神赐给我们不是胆怯的心。
How many of you know that fear causes people to lie and shade the truth?
有多少人知道胆怯会促使呢啲人係去讲大话，去遮掩嗰啲嘅事实。
And that is why Paul tells Timothy, give fear up.
呢个就係点解保罗对提摩太讲话不要胆怯。
Because Timothy was opening himself up to the enemy.
因为提摩太係为佢嘅敌人，即係魔鬼撒旦呢，係留咗地步嘅。
The spirit of fear is not from God.
胆怯的心并不是从神而来的。
It is from the pit of hell.
这个呢却是从地狱深渊那里来的。
Fear in any one of its forms is more common than you realize.
任何一种形式的恐惧都比你所知道的是更加普遍。
Scientific research has shown that 90% of chronic illness in the United States have their origin in fear.
科学研究已经显示，美国人呢90%啊，佢哋嘅慢性疾病咧都系来自恐惧嘅。
A professor at Northwestern University proved conclusively that worry restricts the flow of the saliva which leads to tooth decay.
一位西北大学的教授呢，他的研究得出一个结论，就是忧虑呢会拦阻人那些唾液的分泌，以致呢是出现了蛀牙的。
As a matter of fact, that same study surveyed 5,000 students at 21 different colleges.
事实上，同样的研究亦都在21所不同的大学那里，5,000个的学生呢身上是做过的。
And confirmed that worriers constantly get lower grades.
在这些学生身上做的研究呢，证实了忧虑会令到那些学生的学习成绩呢是会下降的。
Fear undermines your stamina.
恐惧会削弱你的斗志。
Fear weakens your immune system.
恐惧会减低你的免疫能力。
Fear hampers the process of healing.
恐惧会妨碍疗养的进度。
When God created us, He gave us healthy fears.
当神创造我们的时候，祂给了我们一种正面的畏惧。
But when sin entered the heart of Adam and Eve,
但是当罪恶进入亚当和夏娃的心里面，
the emotion of healthy fears was dislodged from its proper place.
这种健康正面的畏惧呢，就消失了。
When sin entered our world,
当罪恶进入我们的世界，
we displaced fearing God with fearing man.
对人的惧怕取代了我们对神的敬畏的时候。
I want you to listen very carefully. I want to explain this to you.
我请你呢，是仔细听我讲的解释。
If you read the Bible,
如果你读圣经的话，
You know that Adam and Eve did not immediately listen to Satan the very first time he spoke to them.
你就知道亚当同埋夏娃呢，佢哋并唔系喺撒旦第一次引诱佢哋嘅时候呢就即刻听从嘅。
Satan must have come to them again and again and again and again.
撒旦一定系呢一而再再而三咁样去同佢哋讲。
Finally, they gave in.
而最后呢，他们就屈服了在撒旦之下了。
When Adam and Eve had fellowship with God before the fall,
如果亚当和夏娃在犯罪之前一直都和神保持着紧密的交往呢，
Every time they were tempted by sin, they refused and thus they experienced proper fear.
他们每次被罪引诱的时候都拒绝的话，这样呢，他们就能够经历合宜的畏惧了。
You say, how come?
你可能会说，是怎样做到的呢？
Let me explain it to you.
让我解释给你听啊。
When I fear God,
当我畏惧神的时候，
When I honor God,
当我归荣耀给神的时候，
I refuse to sin and I refuse to fear.
我就能够拒绝犯罪，拒绝恐惧了。
When I'm in an intimate fellowship with God,
当我和神有一个亲密的关系的时候，
I have no room in my life for sin and therefore no room for fear.
罪和恐惧在我的生命里面呢，都再没有任何存留的余地了。
Why?
为什么我这样说呢？
Because I know what sin did to the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
因为我知道耶稣基督被钉在十字架上是因为我的罪。
I'm going to tell you more about this in the next time.
我会在下集的节目里面多些去讲这个问题的。
I hope you're going to tune in and listen.
我希望你能够按时的收听。
But when Adam and Eve finally gave in to sin,
但是当亚当和夏娃向罪屈服的时候，
Fear became perverted, and they were more afraid of God finding out what they did than being disobedient and dishonoring to God.
恐惧就变咗质，佢哋唔惊悖逆同埋羞辱神，反而惊自己嘅所作所为会俾神发现。
Do you see how fear became inverted?
你睇唔睇到畏惧系点样逆转咗啊？
How does this happen for me today?
呢啲对于我今日嚟讲意味住啲乜嘢呢？
It means that my irrational fears are often an indication that my relationship and my fellowship with the Lord is out of kilter.
呢个就意味住，如果我有唔合理嘅恐惧，咁就表示我同神嘅关系同埋相处出现咗问题啦。
Some of you are going to say, "Wait a minute."
有啲人可能会话：，诶，等一等啊。
My relationship with the Lord is fine.
我同神嘅关系都几唔错啊。
Listen carefully, please.
请你仔细听我讲啊。
If God is number one in your life.
如果神在你的生命里面是占首要的地位，是第一位的话，
You're going to find that fear will become number 600 on your life's priorities list.
你就会发现呢，恐惧将会成为你生命里面的第600号那么轻重的地位的。
And you'll never be able to find it.
可以说呢，你根本就找不到它有多重要。
If you truly surrender to the sovereignty of God in your life,
如果你真系降服喺神嘅主权之下，
you will be incapable of surrendering to your fears.
你就唔会向恐惧低头啦。
If prayer and praise are the habits of your daily life,
如果祷告同赞美系你生活嘅一个日常生活嘅习惯，
fear cannot become your companion.
恐惧就冇办法同你为伍啦。
If you have not learned how to banish fear out of your life,
如果你仲未学识点样将恐惧驱逐出去你生命以外，
fear will banish your peace.
恐惧就会使你失去平安。
Fear can make you live in a mental and spiritual ghetto.
恐惧就会使你嘅思想同精神都封闭起嚟。
Fear can set barriers between you and your loved ones.
恐惧使到你同你所爱嘅人之间有咗隔阂。
Fear will create suspicion and distrust in your life.
恐惧令到你嘅生活产生猜疑同埋唔信任。
But now some of you are probably saying,
但系你哋当中可能有啲人会话，
How can I achieve freedom from fear in my life?
我点能够喺生活里面摆脱恐惧呢？
How can I continue in that?Freedom every day.
我点能够每日嘅生活都系自由自在嘅呢？
I am glad you asked.
我好高兴你咁样问。
Because I'm going to spend the next few messages telling you how.
因为我会喺跟住嘅几集节目里边话俾你听点样做。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。我哋下次节目时间再见。